Hello, everybody. We are at the Springer Mountain Farms Barbecue. We're at the Campfire Confessionals, and I have Richard Jones here to make some confessions to me. Richard Jones is the executive chef at the Green Door Gourmet, a 350-acre farm and agritourism destination in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm Sam Benrubi from the Heritage Radio Network. I do the Grape Nation, and let's get into Richard's head a little. So, Richard, the Green Door Gourmet, 350 acres, big spread out agritourism thing. Tell me more about the Green Door. If somebody goes there, what they're going to see, expect, what you're doing.
Right, so we have an amazing property. It's been in the owner's family for over 75 years. About 12 years ago, we started the farming operation after about 40 years of the land sitting fallow. And so we practiced biodynamic farming techniques on about 5 acres. And since then, we've been selling to family and friends, and then it was to our restaurant affiliates, then it was to the general public at farmers markets, and now we have people coming to the farm, and they can also pick up by the pound and also as a CSA share. And so we have agritourism operations now where we have team building and groups that come in to do retreats, as well as an event barn space where we host weddings for up to 300 people and fine wine dinners in our cottage for up to 50 people.
So it's a very community-oriented, you know, reach out, get everyone involved.
That's right. We have farm partners, so we have an on-farm market where we have over 130 local and regional vendors as far south as at Charleston and east, and then down to Louisiana, and then up to Kentucky, like as far as Louisville. And so we have we have proteins like emu and duck and pork, and of course Springer Mountain Farms chicken.
So if you haven't noticed by now, that's not a North Charleston accent. Richard is from started his career in Adelaide, South Australia.
I say I'm from the real south.
The real south, the south part of Australia. Tell us about that.
You can't get much more south than South Australia.
You spent 5 years training with a very famous chef. You know, just go back a little and tell us about that.
Right, so I was very fortunate. So back in the early 90s, there was a restaurant called Red Ochre Grill. And Red Ochre Grill featured Australian native ingredients. And not just our national emblem of kangaroo and emu, but also the condiments such as the nuts, leaves, seeds, and berries. And actually today you're getting a taste of that with the salt and pepper leaf chicken. And then on the chicken skin chicharrón is a lemon myrtle. Now, the pepper leaf comes from the alpine regions of Australia around our highest regions around Mount Kosciuszko. And then the tropical regions are up in Queensland in the rainforest areas. So we have a great diverse land, and there's lots of different plants that are not only deadly for you, like the animals, but also quite delicious if you know how to prepare them. So I was fortunate to work with Andrew Filkey, and I studied with him for 5 years, and we combined classical and Asian techniques with the Australian cuisine. And so this sort of features a little bit of that flair with the stir-fry technique.
So you had your time with Andrew. What was the reason that you headed to the States, and when?
Oh, good question, but one that's asked frequently.
I have to.
So I had a family friend that lived in Nashville, and when I came to visit, I toured and hiked the Grand Canyon and Utah, Monument Valley, that sort of thing, and then spent some time in Dallas and got a taste of some real Southern cooking on my first night there.
Real Southern cooking.
Like skillet fried chicken, cornbread, collard greens, baked beans, like Texas, you know, Southern, and like... It was my first time in Texas, in Dallas, and I was invited back to their house. I had a big party, and that was like my first night, you know. So, and then I came to Nashville, and then I met a woman, and then I came back.
Ah, that's why you didn't go home.
I came back like a year later, sort of, and then I started working in Nashville at Sunset Grill with Michael Toohey, who might be here somewhere today. Michael Toohey was the first guy to hire me. And in America, and so I worked there and learned a lot of the ins and outs of American contemporary cuisine.
So there's an interesting aspect to what you do as a person and as a chef. You developed a personal chef business in Nashville, and it led you to a position with a touring catering company, and you were able to hit the road with some pretty cool bands. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so not many people know this, but when acts like U2 or Zac Brown Band travel around the country, they often want to have a chef on site to cook them prepared foods rather than eating the sort of hot dogs and hamburgers that the concessions have in the arenas. And so we basically are on a tour bus traveling from city to city, and then we set up in the back of the arenas and we'll cook for between 100 and 600 people. Like Taylor Swift is like 600.
Wow.
With all of the production. And so from 7 a.m. until 11 p.m. every night that we're on the road, like, which is usually Thursday, Friday, Saturday shows, we're kind of getting all the produce in that morning, cooking breakfast, cooking lunch, cooking dinner, cleaning it up, breaking it down, getting it on the trucks, getting on the showers, getting on the bus, in the bunks, and then going to the next show.
Are you still doing that, or that's in the rearview mirror? Or
I occasionally get asked to do stuff when they have big events. The U2 gig, like when they did their 360
tour. How do you say no to U2?
Yeah, it's like, my wife's also recorded on their latest album, and so
really?
Now we've both worked for U2.
Okay, so very cool aspect of your career. Let me jump back to Green Door. You develop recipes to help CSA members. You mentioned the CSA members, you know, to better utilize produce, further education, encourage community-supported agriculture. I mean, that's an important and key part of what you're doing, right?
Yeah, correct. So 50% of my job is really taking value-added products to the market. So people that don't want to buy a bruised tomato or sort of spotted squash, when I sort of turn it into a relish or a marinara sauce, they will really like it then. And so the other part of my job also involves education. And so I do outreach in the community for healthy eating habits, as well as sort of people come to the market and then they're like, you know, what's this vegetable? And it's like, it's kohlrabi. And it's like, well, what do I do with it? You know? And so,
what do you do with kohlrabi? Yeah.
Well, yeah, there's lots of different ways.
I know.
We can go into it later.
Later.
However, I do simple recipes that combine really great flavors with a minimum of fuss, can take, you know, 20 or 30 minutes to make at home on a weeknight, feed four people, and then use a maximum of vegetable, and you can't just add bacon.
Right, just to make it taste good.
Right.
So, Richard, if people want to find out more information, or if they're in the area and they want to check it out, what's the best place to go to for more information for Green Door Gourmet?
You can definitely go to www.greendoorgourmet.com. We also are on all of the social medias. We've got a marvelous Instagram feed, by all accounts. We're on Facebook.
At Green Door Gourmet.
At Green Door Gourmet.
Okay.
And we also have a YouTube channel where you can, get annoyed with more of my voice, if you like.
Listen, I want to thank our guest, Richard Jones. Richard's doing a lot of great stuff in Middle Tennessee. He's very committed to the community. We are at the Springer Mountain Barbecue. Again, thank you to Richard Jones for our Campfire Confessional. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network at the Charleston Wine and Food Festival. Thank you, Richard.
Thanks to Springer Mountain. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at heritage_radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.